In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So how many of you have heard of the rapture? Or how about those books, the Left Behind series? Remember back in, when it was the 90s, they were really popular? Everybody was reading the Left Behind series. I remember there was a bumper sticker on cars back then. I don't know if I haven't seen one in a long time, but it said, "When you're taken up in the rapture, can I have your car?" I don't know if the person was optimistic or whatever, but it's interesting because the rapture, that whole idea of God's chosen, of God's elect, being somehow swept up before God's wrath of judgment of the earth comes, is really a relatively new phenomenon in the last, 200 years. It started back in 1830. When a young woman named Margaret MacDonald was at a healing service, and she had this vision. She went into this kind of trance, and she had this vision of this two-part return of Jesus. And she shared this vision. And this man named, whose name I can never hold in my head, John Nelson Darby, heard this, and he became the founder of the Plymouth Brethren, which is a very conservative evangelical church that still exists today. It started in Ireland back then. Anyway, he heard this and he started scouring through scripture to find pieces of scripture that supported this young woman's vision. He looked in Revelation, in Daniel, in Thessalonians, in gospel readings for passages like we just heard today and said, aha, this is what's going to happen. And all God's elect are going to be carried up into heaven alone. Well, up to that point, or prior to that point, and that at the time when Jesus said these kinds of words, the belief actually was that those that were taken were not the people that were God's elect. They were the people that were evil people, that were going off to judgment. The people that were God's elect were the people that were left on earth. And it kind of made sense to them because for them, the people that were taken off to judgment were people that the Romans would come by and gather up and take away and judge, and you never maybe saw them again, right? So that sort of made sense. That's what happens when you're bad. You get taken away and perhaps never seen again. So up until around 1830, it was the belief that it was not Jesus's chosen elect, God's chosen people that were taken. Which makes a lot of sense, right? When we think about that Jesus came to bring about God's kingdom here on earth. To bring about a new creation here on earth, that those of us who are Jesus' followers and disciples and are dedicated to bringing about a kind of new world order would be left to continue to do that work and bring that about here. Here. A new creation right here. And even so, we read this kind of scripture passage as we enter into Advent, and it's a little dark sounding, right? It sounds a little, a little heavy. And it is, right? Because it does make us think about what kind of judgment is there going to be, and what's going to happen, and oh my gosh, all those questions that people have been asking forever about when the end of time is going to come, and what is it going to look like, and all those sorts of things. But the thing that I think is really essential are a couple. One is that Jesus talks about how we don't know about anything but what we are experiencing right this very moment, right? We can't go back and change the past, and we have no idea what the future is going to hold for us. Not 5 minutes from now, not 2 days from now, not 2 years from now, nothing. We know nothing about what is going to happen in the future. When we think about what Jesus is saying, when he talked about what was going on before Noah and the flood, people were just going about their ordinary business, right? They were getting married. They were doing this. They were doing ordinary things. And then something happened. Catastrophic happened. Changed the world. People are going to be working in their fields. People are going to be doing their stuff in their kitchen. Something's going to happen to be different. We're going to be going along in our ordinary lives. It happens all the time, right? The earthquake had just hit Albania the other morning. People were just going about their morning business. And suddenly, something catastrophic happens and changes their world. It happens all the time. We don't know what's going to happen in our lives. All we can do is strive to be the best we can be. The best person, the best disciple, the best Christian God created us to be in this world, now and always. Because we don't know what's going to happen. And our role, our primary role in this world is to do just that. Is to be a disciple. Is to figure out how we bring about God's kingdom here and now and always. Because we don't know what tomorrow holds for any of us. I think that's Jesus' message for us today. We begin our Advent journey, and as we think about the possibilities of life, and what we don't know is before us, and what can happen, good, bad, and catastrophic, because being a good disciple does not insulate us or isolate us or anything from any of the things that happen in life, right? Life happens, good and bad. But we know that the Savior who we are anticipating is one who said, I will be with you always. I will walk that journey with you no matter where it leads and what it entails. And we light this candle. We will continue to light more candles, getting brighter and brighter, to remind us that that light is always shining in our darkness. Sometimes it's maybe one small flame, and other times it's enough to light a whole wreath, and it's enough to light a whole world if we become a part of it. I'd like to close with a Advent prayer this morning that we hope will be a part of your journey this Advent season. Lord God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the endings, by paths untrodden, through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.